Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. Rolling deep into the night. We go till 1 a.m. with you, so stick with us. 877-881-1053. What, Kevin?
A lot of feedback on the fan text from those two people wanting to talk more about Goldberg losing at Starrcade 98.
If you want to talk about Goldberg, text in right now. If you want to talk about the Cowboys and Randy Gregory, text in right now.
I think you might lose this one.
Go ahead and text in if you think Randy Gregory is going to provide anything this season. Now, the big thing, and we got preseason football action going on, and we'll talk a little more about that in Gridiron Gravy. Yes.
By the way, I'm going to go to that game. So if you're going to be out there, hit me up.
Did you steal tickets from Intercom again?
Absolutely not. Did I get tickets from Intercom? Yes, I did.
Kevin walked down the hall and stole tickets out of the boss's office.
The right channel this time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Finally.
So Kevin's going to be watching that game. So you're going to be clearly watching to see how Randy Gregory does.
I'm definitely interested.
And this is going to be a very interesting game to see what he can accomplish and what the rest of the defensive line could shake out to be. And that's kind of what we're trying to figure out is, we have a very unique situation at defensive line that we haven't had in a while. And Randy Gregory was not an expected. He's been a surprise. He was not an expected player on this team. I don't think anybody really expected him to play at all this year.
No.
But the, you know, Broaddus, Mickey Spagnuolo was talking with G-Bag today about it. And they were talking with Ben and Skin about it too. And Mike Fisher all reported to us, even Dave Hellman was talking about it, have all reported that Randy Gregory is looking very good in training camp. Now, I watched a video of him, and I was like, kind of looks a little slow, but what can you expect? And I also was comparing him to Tank Lawrence and these drills that he was running, and I was like, I mean, come on, Tank's really super fast and elite. But I'm watching Randy Gregory, and I'm thinking, man, we have him a better than last year Taco, because I do believe he's better than last year. We have Tank Lawrence and Tyrone Crawford, and I think we have better players at defensive end than we do at defensive tackle, and that's something that we haven't had in a long time.
I agree, but
the other question is, with Randy Gregory, does it make you change your mind about what you were asking earlier in the season? Of, do you think he'll contribute even one sack?
Okay, that's where the butt comes in. I'm still going to say no until I actually see it, because that's a lot of projection that's going on. Because with Randy Gregory, don't get me wrong, like, I love the Cowboys, and I hope that he gets like 10 sacks this season. He's like, why don't you shut up, Kevin? And I'll be like, okay, I will, because you're awesome. And so, like, if you added him to DeMarcus Lawrence, and if you're right, if Taco progresses, and then David Irving stops being a dumbass, and, like, holy crap, what a bonanza of pass rushers we can have. But...
Well, and David Irving becomes a pass rusher from the inside.
Yeah,
he drops down in the tackle, too.
Which is an issue that you're facing right now.
Yeah.
So, that would all be awesome. It really would. However, on the flip side, I got to play devil's advocate. I feel like I've been way too positive this week. Is we think that Taco is going to get better, but you haven't seen it in a real game yet, and he was terrible last year. We think that Randy Gregory is really going to be ready to turn it up, but when he did play in the NFL, he was terrible. He played 14 games, he had one sack and 20 tackles. Like, he was as non-productive as you can be out there. And so that's projection. And David Irving, who the hell knows if he'll actually stay on the straight and narrow when it's time to come back. So I understand what you're saying.
I forgot also Dorrance Armstrong and everything we're hearing about him. So but that's another we think, right?
We think. But that's the good part about the hope and the we think is those things could all come true. It could turn out that you got a steal in Dorrance Armstrong. It could turn out that it just took Taco an extra year, but that's why he was taken in the first round. You know, it could turn out that it took him being a dumbass for a little bit, but then David Irving, you know, got it together. And the same could be said for Randy Gregory. And if all of those things hit, well, holy crap, You have an amazing front line to your defense to go with a couple of standout linebackers. Who knows, maybe even three, and a secondary that you think is super good, super talented, young and cheap. And wow, let's go win the damn Super Bowl.
The thing to really think about it, and I know you've went completely, I mean, you're wanting it to happen, but what you project is not what everybody else is projecting just because you're going on what you've already seen them do as NFL players. The thing about it is though, y'all are probably both right. You're probably going to get about 50% of the good and 50% of the bad. And with the new guys coming in, the new blood coming in, or just the old blood that's turned into new blood, whether you're talking about Gregory or whatever, if you get two of those guys on one each side of the defensive ends, you get two of them going, and that again gets you ready for when David finally does actually come back.
Oh, you're right about that. Look, I don't need it to be. I don't need Dorrance Armstrong to excel at the same time that Randy Gregory is the comeback player of the year and Taco shows what's up. You're absolutely right about that. If we can have the standout play from DeMarcus Lawrence, or as Corey suggested yesterday and in his blog on 1053thefan.com, an improved DeMarcus Lawrence to go along with any of those combinations of things per game. Hell, I don't care. I don't care if Randy Gregory looks like trash one game and the comeback player of the year the next. As long as we alternate that with the game where Taco looks like a first-round draft pick and then looks like trash.
You don't want them all to be trash at the same time.
Exactly. So Colby's right about that. If I can have two effective pass rushers at once per game, I don't care what the combination is. Sold.
All right, well, that's the what we got to figure out. What's going to be the combination? Because here's the list right now. Coney Ealy, is he going to make it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, they just signed him. Well, I mean, you can still cut a guy that you signed. You don't have to keep him. Coney Ealy, Dorrance Armstrong, Randy Gregory, Charles Tapper might be an odd man out. Austin Larkin, probably an odd man out. DeMarcus Lawrence, Dayton Jones, Taco Charlton, Tyrone Crawford. Like, those are all defensive ends right there. That's eight defensive ends right now. How many are you keeping? Because you're keeping Gregory, right? You're keeping Gregory, Armstrong, and DeMarcus Lawrence, and Taco, and Tyrone Crawford. That's five defensive ends right there.
Yeah, but they're going to change the math there by being like, hey, sorry about this again, Tyrone.
You're moving inside.
I know we keep moving you, but we're going to move you one more time.
You know what he's listed as? DL.
Exactly!
He's not a defensive end. He's
because
a DL.
They're like, we don't want to make it official and have to change you again, but wink, wink, you're not living up to your contract, or we're going to move you where the hell
you're
we
290.
Want.
You're the heaviest defensive end we have. Go inside.
I mean, obviously, I'll say DeMarcus Lawrence is where you pin your hopes and dreams first. And then would it be that weird if I said the second leading sack person on this team is Jalen?
No.
And then we loop back around to Taco and Gregory.
No, I have, I'm watching that video too. We all watched the same video and they've talked about it. You've heard Steven Jones mention it a number of times. That straight line
pretty
speed,
nifty.
That guy, not only does he have the straight line speed, but we're seeing him add spin moves to his game again. And that's the stuff, dude, that whenever I was watching the Notre Dame film, I was like, this guy's Superman. He's all over the field. He hits like crazy. And he's super fast. This guy can get to the quarterback. And I think that's something, if you can see Van Der Esch, Thomas, Sean Lee, those guys out there in those situations, and they say, you know what, Jalen, you can cover. Also, you're going to go after the quarterback, and they decide to send him. Man, you're sending that group up there with Tank Lawrence. This could finally be that defense where you never know when the sacks are going to come.
And see, outside of Tank, here's kind of what I'm thinking for success for this team is the rest of the defensive line operates like how I think the wide receivers will. You don't necessarily know where the pressures or the sacks are going to come from, but you know you're going to get them. And maybe at the end of the year, you're looking at Jalen has six sacks.
And you have a group of guys that are willing to take on the challenge of being a no-name group.
Yes.
Right? They're willing to take on whatever's in front of them.
Yeah, because like let's say that Jalen has six sacks. Taco has six sacks. Randy Gregory has five. David Irving has five. And like it just starts to really pile up in addition to the 16 or whatever you're hoping for from DeMarcus Lawrence? Because I think last year, yeah, it looks like the Cowboys had 38 sacks. So let's just say, like, right out of the gate, DeMarcus Lawrence gets you 15. Jalen gets you, let's just say, 6. So that's 21. 6 more from Taco gets you all the way up to 27. Maybe Gregory and Irving get you 5 apiece. So that's 37, and that doesn't even factor in, you know, what can Crawford do, what can Armstrong do, what can maybe another interior lineman do. And maybe all of a sudden you're thinking, all right, we're getting more pressure. It's not always coming from the same source, but who cares?
Yeah, as long as it's a constant waves coming at the quarterback and he's sitting there going, I'm scared. Remember I said it yesterday. I just want quarterback to step up to the line and look around and go, I'm having a panic attack right now. I don't know which guy is about to hit me in the mouth and which guy is about to pick off my pass.
It goes back to the very first thing that you said, though, is this has got to be the most optimistic we've been about a Cowboys defensive line in
6 years, 7 years.
A long time.
Yeah.
So if it all pans out, I don't know. But the fact that it could...
Super Bowl.
I didn't really think that last year, the year before, or whatever. But I'm optimistic for the defensive line in 2018.
Dude, and you know what that would do? That would put the Cowboys in a situation. You know, a couple of years ago, we were walking into it going, oh my gosh, what do we got? And then Dak's going to have to be the quarterback, and they're going to have to carry the offense. What if they don't have to, what if the offense doesn't have to carry the defense?
Yes.
And the defense is constantly giving the ball back to the offense.
The only bad part is that I would never have to hear the end of people saying, oh, Dak sucks.
No, he's just good because of his defense.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.